Celebrating Oasis coming to Southern California this Saturday and Sunday night, and we've got more tickets for you to win. Keep listening to K-Rock for that. It's Kevin Ryder. What's up, party people? We have People Are Dumb, Arson Is Setting Themselves on Fire. What's up with Florida? An ex-con fails a TikTok challenge and gets arrested because he's from Florida and he's not smart. We have the 420 catch of the day as well. Goo Goo Dolls playing with Dashboard Confessional tomorrow night at the Greek and Sunday night at the Greek as well.
Well, are you feeling lucky? The massive jackpot for tonight's Powerball drawing has grown to $1.4 billion.
Maybe I'll buy a ticket. I'd like it if you didn't. Thank you. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. People Are Dumb is on the way. What's up with Florida? We've got tickets for Oasis. But the lottery right now is up to $1.4 billion.
Well, are you feeling lucky? The massive jackpot for tonight's Powerball drawing has grown to $1.4 billion.
I mean, I guess it's worth my time. Just to put it in context, $1 billion is 1,000 millions.
The cash value of that massive jackpot now sits at more than $634 million after no one matched all six numbers on Labor Day.
I purposely didn't buy a ticket on Labor Day because I wanted it to get jacked up before I win it.
So the odds of winning are 1 in 292 million.
You are not going to win it with that attitude. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hi, I'm trying to win tickets to Oasis.
Oh, we're not giving away at this second. Keep listening.
Okay.
Thank you. Good luck.
Authorities in South Australia say that a trio of would-be arsonists were served up a red-hot dose of instant karma this week.
Yeah, People Are Dumb is coming up next on K-Rock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Three arsonists set themselves on fire.
Authorities in South Australia say that a trio of would-be arsonists were served up a red-hot dose of instant karma this week after they tried to burn down a home but ended up setting their own escape vehicle on fire instead.
Three different dudes in that car get out and try and set a house on fire and then set their own car on fire.
The whole thing began shortly after midnight on June 16th when South Australia police were called to a residence on Yonge Street. Emergency responders arrived to find a residence on fire, as well as a vehicle in the middle of the road engulfed in flames.
The house was barely on. Maybe the front door had a little few flames on it, but the car was destroyed.
While firefighters were quickly able to extinguish both fires, and the home in question only sustained minor damage to its front door.
There's three arsonists, and they can't do more than just cause minor damage to the front door? What happened to professionalism?
It wasn't until they reviewed CCTV footage that they figured out what had happened. It turned out that the vast majority of the incident had been captured by a surveillance camera in the area. As you can see, the footage showed three men completely dressed in black pulling up to the house where this all happened in a vehicle. Two of them proceed to get out and douse the home in question with an accelerant.
I mean, they jumped out and just started swinging their gas can like crazy. They got it on the house, on the sidewalk, on themselves.
Presumably planning to burn it down with the occupants inside. However, things went completely off the rails when one of the bumbling perpetrators accidentally used an ignition source while still inside the car.
So now they're all three in the car and they're driving away and you see a spark from the driver's side window. And then a fire explodes in the front seat,
causing the vehicle and the perpetrators to go up in flames as well.
Looks like a Three Stooges sketch.
The suspects can be seen attempting to drive away for a few moments before realizing that the situation has gotten completely out of hand. That's when they abandon the flaming car and run off in different directions, with fires still burning on some of their clothing as well.
So now they abandon ship, leave the car to burn to a crisp, and start running away, all three of them on fire.
The footage was released this week by South Australia police, along with a public appeal. Anyone with information about the crime is asked to reach out immediately.
Maybe check the hospitals for three burn victims dressed identically and burned black. Have you ever lost your luggage? I did one time. It failed to come to where I was on vacation, so I had to rebuy all new things. But that was before GPS. From right here in Los Angeles and LAX, this story.
We all know that feeling at the end of a long trip when all you want to do is get home. But imagine getting over here to baggage claim only to find out your luggage was stolen. That's what Daniel Scott says happened to him this week.
How exactly does he know that it was stolen and not lost?
They had told us that this was where the bags were going to be coming out.
But thankfully, Daniel had an Apple AirTag in his suitcase, which allowed him to track the location of his luggage.
So I grabbed my phone and I looked at it and I saw that it was not in this terminal, but that it was moving towards the Uber lot and leaving the airport.
His suitcase is literally walking away.
So I just immediately started sprinting to the Uber lot. Once I got to the Uber lot, I saw that it was continuing to move and it had reached across the street.
His AirTag said his suitcase ended up here, a half mile away at this fenced-in, boarded-up abandoned building at the corner of 98th and Sepulveda.
I knew that my luggage tag was saying it was in this vicinity.
I am not going into that building.
Daniel said his partner called LAX police and officers responded minutes later.
And when they pulled up, they asked where it was. We were literally looking for it. And then they shined the light within the building. And we saw some movement in the building. And then when the guys came to the window, they lined them up in the window.
So they're kind of doing an impromptu police lineup where they're calling the people to the window and shining their flashlight on them. And miraculously,
I saw the guy with my clothes on.
One of the dudes is wearing his clothes. He already got the suitcase, took out the clothes, put it on, and was wearing them.
He had my shoes on, he had my shirt on, and my pants on.
It's like Christmas morning for that guy.
Video shows LAX police detained several people. And once they cleared the building, Daniel said officers let him search for his suitcase. He eventually found it, but his clothes were everywhere.
So this is a pretty big building, and my clothes were scattered throughout in multiple different rooms. But at the end of it, I got about 90% of my items back, which I was super happy about.
I wonder what he did with that guy that was wearing his shoes and his pants and his shirt. Did you make him strip? Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday stops by at 4 o'clock for 3 Things at 4.
Coming up, I've got a story about a real-life wedding crasher in Glendale.
Excellent.
Yeah.
It's Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holliday joins me at this time every day for 3 Things at 4.
K-Rock.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
3 Things at 4.
1, 2, 3.
All right. The first story, as promised, is about a real life wedding crasher in Glendale. And here is the story.
Just 48 hours ago, George and Nadine Fairhat were celebrating the best day of their life. The Orange County couple got married and were partying well into the night at the Renaissance in Glendale. Little did they know there was an uninvited guest scoping the place out. A wedding crasher that security cameras show ran off with their gift box full of tens of thousands of dollars in money and gifts, bringing the party to a halt. The thief was there for at least 90 minutes, showing up around 11 p.m., walking around, passing family members of the bride and groom, going to the bathroom, and at one point, he even orders a drink at the bar.
Just very grainy, but I think he even tipped the bartender.
The thief made off with between $80,000 and $100,000.
Wow!
Glendale police are now investigating, and the couple is offering a $5,000 reward for tips that lead to an arrest.
Oh my God. So
between $80,000 and $100,000.
Isn't that insane? So if you want to come up, take it from a Persian girl. You could just go to a Middle Eastern wedding and you're set. At least you tipped the bartender though, so that was nice.
But it wasn't his money, so.
Oh yeah, he can afford it
now. Why not?
Our second story, we got a dispatcher in Louisiana who was arrested earlier this week, accused of tracking down another staff member and then sending a deputy to their location after the employee did not show up to relieve her. So the woman was supposed to have someone come in, relieve her at work, but the coworker assigned to take over called in sick. So that is when she contacted that person's phone company and falsely claimed that the coworker's family had reported her missing.
What?
And that she needed her location immediately. So after she learned the woman's location, she asked a deputy to conduct a wellness check at the coworker's location because, you know, she just wanted to find out why the employee didn't show up for work.
Oh my God.
So the woman was arrested and charged with malfeasance in office, obstruction of justice, and unlawful use of a cellular tracking device.
It's just malfeasance for malfeasance's sake.
Just good old malfeasance. Okay, and then our third story, I don't know if you saw this online, a Polish millionaire and CEO, he took a tennis player's hat from a young fan at the U.S. Open over the weekend and apologized on social media and said that he has returned it. Peter Cesarek posted an apology on social media after a video of the incident went crazy viral. The broadcast showed him grabbing the hat from the boy after the match, and the kid, whose name is Brock, is kept yelling at the guy, "What are you doing? What are you doing?"
Because the person was handing it directly to the
kid. Tennis player handed it to the guy. And so then the guy, Cesarek, he just pretends to not, you know, doesn't look at the kid, puts the hat in his bag. And originally he did not apologize. It wasn't until people went crazy online. And then he defended himself and said, "If you were faster, you would have it." And then and threatened legal action for people criticizing him. Saying he was going to sue everybody. And later he did say he made a mistake, thinking that the tennis player was giving him the hat for his sons.
Liar.
Still, that guy's a POS. So anyways, the tennis player, with some help from the internet, ended up finding the kid and his family and met with him to give him a new hat and take photos with him. So fantastic. In the end, it all worked out. I'm Megan Holliday. That's 3 Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
All week we are playing songs from Oasis that were not radio hits here in the United States, and one of the biggest ones from Definitely Maybe in 1994 that the crowd goes crazy for is Cigarettes and Alcohol. The crowd starts bouncing as soon as this comes on. It's awesome. Cigarettes and Alcohol, the catch of the day on K-Rock. Oasis will be playing that song this weekend at the Rose Bowl. It is Cigarettes and Alcohol, and it is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. What are we going to do with these Oasis tickets?
I feel like we should just probably take them and run, you know?
No, I think we have to give them away.
Oh, we do? Oh, damn it. Even though I'm wearing this awesome Oasis shirt today?
Yep, doesn't matter. Sorry.
All right, fine.
We'll tell you how to win them coming up next on K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
Hello.
Yesterday, we gave away Oasis tickets for people who skipped out on events to go to a concert.
Yes.
Today, we're going to do the opposite. We're not going to take Oasis tickets from you. I mean, we're going to...
I might.
The phone calls are going to be, you couldn't go to a concert because of an event.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Because we had a breakfast with Metallica, and it was at Honda Center, and in a locker room. And
oh, my gosh.
The space between the band and the fans was just a piece of tape on the floor.
Oh, my God.
So so you could be closer to Metallica than I am to you.
Right. That's
which
crazy.
Which is insanity.
Yeah.
And Psycho Mike, that was his favorite band of all time. And he had to go to some kind of bridal shower.
Oh, no.
And we gave him, we were like, what? This is your favorite band. We're in a tiny little space.
Oh, my God.
Split up with tape. And
it's worth your significant other being mad at you, in
my
opinion.
So
I really do.
I think so, too. But he certainly did the right thing,
he
I guess.
Did. Yes,
sure.
He did.
So you had to miss a concert because of an event. That's what we want to take today. 800-520-1067 is the phone number for calls and or texts.
And the most entertaining call, you're going to win these tickets for Oasis on Saturday night.
Excellent.
Yes.
800-520-1067. You had to miss a concert because of an event. Hey, Rock, hello. You missed a concert for what event?
I missed a concert because I thought that my stepfather was going to pass away. And unfortunately, he lived. And I still missed the concert.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say unfortunately he lived?
Okay, wait.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
No, we missed. He passed away at a later date.
Okay. But what did you have to miss for that?
I missed Paul McCartney.
Oh, no. Wow. That would have killed me. I'm the biggest Beatles fan.
And it was the last concert at the 49ers Stadium before they moved to the new one.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Candlestick, you mean, right?
Yeah, Candlestick.
Yep. Wow, that hurts.
Yeah, it does.
And your stepfather didn't even have the good grace to pass away while you were missing the concert. Taking your phone calls for Oasis tickets. And the topic today is you had to miss a concert for an event.
Some of these have hurt me to my core.
Yeah, agreed. Same. 800-520-1067 for your calls or text. You have a story like that?
Oh, my gosh. I missed a concert because my boyfriend broke up with me to take his new girlfriend.
Oh, that hurts so much.
What was it?
What show?
The Killers.
The Killers.
Oh, God.
How long before the show did he tell you?
Maybe like
2 hours.
No.
Same day.
Okay, wait. So he broke up with you and then said, I'm not taking you to the concert 2 hours before.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, God. Screw that guy.
And by the way, I've been seeing somebody else.
Oh.
And I'm taking her.
Wow.
Okay, this is horrible.
Guys are great, huh?
Yeah, they're awesome.
K-Rock, hello. You missed a concert for an event?
Yes. My friend Billy Coleman was going into the Army in 1986, and so I was like, we're gonna have a going away party for him. So I got him booze, stripper, everything at my house, and my girlfriend calls me. I have a surprise. I have Smith's concert tickets for the Forum. And then she found out that I had a stripper, too, and she broke up with me.
Wait, after you missed the Smiths?
I missed the Smiths, and I'm still kind of bummed. And it was Joanne Rose. She's smoking hot.
K-Rock, hello. You missed a concert for an event?
I had to go to a cousin's baby shower.
Instead of what show?
Instead of the Red Hot Chili Peppers back in 2017.
There's no way out, huh?
Yeah.
That is brutal.
I'm a big Red Hot Chili Pepper fan too, and the worst part is, I don't even talk to my cousin anymore.
Excellent. Excellent. We are taking your calls at K-Rock on concerts that you had to miss for events. You have a story like that?
I missed seeing Slightly Stupid at a K-Rock beach party for my daughter's middle school graduation.
Oof.
I mean, you kind of have to do that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you do.
You know, when I was in middle school, we didn't have graduations and stuff. This is a new thing.
Yeah, see, Megan, you get it.
Yep, see? I got you. They have too many graduations now. There should just be high school and college, so I'm kind of with you.
Yeah.
Agreed. 800-520-1067. You had to miss a concert for an event. I have to say, I agree with the dance trend on that one on TikTok.
Love Pierce the Veil.
It is Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday, K-Rock. We have tickets for Oasis, and we are taking your calls and texts at 800-520-1067.
562 says they missed the Metallica benefit show last December because my wife wanted me to go to her family's tamalada in Phoenix, so that's like the tamale-making party.
Okay.
My buddy had awesome seats on couches in the pit. He moshed with Jason Momoa. I was dying a little every time he sent a picture.
That hurts. Oh. It is last call for Oasis. Woo! On K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday. We've been taking your calls if you had to miss a concert for an event. You had that?
So I don't know if you know this band, but it's a regional, Mexican regional band. They're called Los Tigres del Norte.
Mm-hmm.
My husband's a big fan of them, right?
Right.
So this was huge for us. And we were all excited when my daughter-in-law goes into labor.
Oh, bitch!
And freaking, man. I told, man. So anyway, in the morning, my son calls me, and she's like, Mom, she's gone into labor. And I'm like, today?
Tell her to wait.
And she's like, yeah, Mom. Yeah, like we're going to the hospital. So this was around 10 a.m., right?
Right.
So I'm like, okay, let me know when she's in active labor. And, you know, I'm thinking it's going to be soon, you know, we're going to make it. So 1 p.m. comes around and he tells me, Mom, she's in active labor. So I'm like, yes, all right, it's all good. Me and my husband get dressed for the event.
Right.
So we're wearing our gear, you know, for that event.
Right.
With the hats and the whole deal. And we show up at the hospital. And we're in Pomona, okay? So we're in Pomona, and we have to drive to L.A., so that's an hour.
Right.
And we're thinking, okay, this baby needs to be born before 5. We'll make it. We'll make it.
Was the baby born by 5?
No, she was born at 6:13.
Oh.
And so you couldn't make it?
We didn't make it.
Oh, no.
But you look good in the hospital.
Yeah, everybody was looking at us like, what's wrong with these fools?
What's wrong with these fools?
I love her.
I love her, too.
Oh, my God.
All right, tickets for Oasis.
All right.
I think I'm leaning toward broken up with 2 hours before the Killers show.
1,000% we have to go with Jackie.
Jackie?
Yes?
You won Oasis tickets.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Jackie, I want you to call this guy and I want you to tell him that you have upped the game. You are going to Oasis and tell him that Megan Holliday said screw you.
Oh, I absolutely will. Oh my God. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. I'm so excited. That is it for me. Megan Holliday is next.
I do have some tickets for Goo Goo Dolls that I will hook you up with in sometime in the 6 o'clock hour. It's coming up.